From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China's decision to scrap its anti-dumping and countervailing duty cases and a 179% tariff on U.S. sorghum has energized U.S. officials who hope it's a sign U.S.-Chinese trade relations are improving. While tensions remain high, National Sorghum Producer CEO Tim Lust tells AgriPulse he expects Chinese importers to begin buying U.S. sorghum again soon. China announced the tariffs on April 18th, and the effect was immediate, causing Chinese buyers to cancel orders and halt purchases. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue met with farmers and ranchers in New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska, with dozens expressing the importance of having access to foreign markets for crops like beef, corn, and wheat. Agriculture.com reports Perdue acknowledged the concerns, confirming the importance of ag trade, but said he's less optimistic about completing NAFTA negotiations on time. He says with trade negotiations between the U.S. and China happening at the same time, the administration is facing a workload issue. One sector of U.S. agriculture will see a growth in demand over the next couple of decades, and that is aquaculture. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Cindy Sandoval tells KSIR the need for a million more tons of seafood are projected over the next 20 years, and that 90% of U.S. seafood is imported. The problem, Sandoval says, is many regulations need to be cleared in order to start, expand, and operate a fish farm. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.